Shalom. This is Billy Brim coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where we're watching the news in the light of Bible prophecy. So many things are happening. On Sunday, June 3rd, I noticed an article that Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, had set a countdown to destroy Israel, the occupier, he called them, had started, that a button had been pushed, and that a countdown was now started for the destruction of Israel. He has before said that we'll plan to destroy Israel, to push them to the sea. But now he says the countdown has begun. He took that countdown as starting from the war with Lebanon last summer, the summer of 2006. He said it showed a weakness in the enemy, his enemy Israel, and that now the countdown has begun for the destruction of Israel. Very interesting, some of the things that happened after that. The United States proposes to build missile bases in Europe, defensive missile bases against anything that Ahmadinejad might aim toward Europe. Immediately when they did that, then Putin, who is the prime minister of Russia, said, well, if you are going to point those missiles and build missile bases, I'm going to point missiles at you, which would be the United States of America back in Europe again. We're in Europe, but it would be the Cold War back again, where Putin would be targeting the United States. This hasn't happened since the end of the Cold War. Now, the week of June 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th saw the meeting of the G8 conference. The G8, what is it? It is a meeting of eight nations, heads of eight nations that are considered or consider themselves to be the most prominent eight nations, the most wealthy eight nations. And in these meetings, they propose in a way to like run the world. At the end of Gulf War number one, I was in the city of Brussels, Belgium. And we went down to the Great Grand Place, if you've been there, the great wide open market area with the ancient old buildings all around it. And when we walked down there just to look around like we usually do, we noticed high walls, temporary walls, were built. Something was going on inside the Grand Place. I was with pastors Lily and John Rood from Brussels, and they said, let's go up into this building. They knew how to go up into a restaurant and look over in there. So we looked over in there, and it was like a medieval fair, F-A-I-R, like they used to have in Europe in medieval times. And there were jousters, and there were booths. And one of the waiters in the restaurant where we were up high looking down in says, they are entertaining the G8. They are having a secret meeting. It wasn't known to the world that they were meeting, really. They're having a secretive meeting to decide what to do about this Gulf War I. So they have meetings, and they think they decide things for the world. It's kind of like a global thing, and it's met the week that I just spoke of. Now, one of the things that was going to come up there was this back and forth between Iran saying they're going to destroy Israel, United States saying we're going to protect, and Russia saying we're going to target you. So one of the articles that I'm reading here from June 6th, it said that Tony Blair from England promises to tackle Putin at the G8 summit. Everybody's seeing. He said, I'll have a frank conversation with Vladimir Putin at the G8 summit over the Russian president's increasingly fractious relations with the West. So what we see here is like the Cold War heating back up. But we also see something. Now, we look at things in the light of Bible prophecy. What we're really seeing is that there is an alliance with Russia and Iran, exactly as was prophesied in Ezekiel chapter 38, where it says that Russia will come down from the north. They will have many allies, but the chief ally is Persia, the ancient name for Iran. Isn't this interesting? Things are certainly coming to us in the light of Bible prophecy. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about was Syria. You have your Bible map with you or your regular map, because the maps these days, the nations that are in the news are the nations that are in the biblical news. Remember, we watch those trees. We are told to watch the nation of Israel for the signs of the times, and we are told to watch the other trees, the other nations. And one of the ancient nations that that we watch, actually under the name of Damascus, because Damascus is one of the most ancient cities in all the world, and that's in the country called Syria. I'm reading you an article right now from the United Press International. Israelis confirm Syrian troop buildup. Tel Aviv, Israel. Israel is concerned over Syria's buildup of forces along the Golan Heights. A move to further vex relations between Damascus and Washington as well. Military intelligence sources quoted Wednesday by Haaretz, that's an Israeli newspaper, said the buildup includes the positioning of rockets and strengthening of border fortifications. Haaretz said Israel is concerned Syria could initiate a surprise attack on the Golan to grab and hold a limited amount of territory, to prod Israel to hold negotiations over the Golan Heights and eventually to withdraw from it. The Golan was taken from Syria by Israel in the 1967 Six-Day War. This is the area in the Bible that's called the Bashan. It definitely is in the Promised Land to Israel. Israel, you will remember, and we've just celebrated, did you listen on our radio when we played the triumphant entry? 40 years ago exactly, when at the end of the Six-Day War, the Israeli troops went into Israel and took Jerusalem back for the first time in 2,000 years. And the joy and ecstasy that you heard the gunshots, you heard the shofar, you heard the rabbis' prayers. Well, that was the Six-Day War. The Six-Day War, Israel, before the Six-Day War, they just had a tiny little bit of land. And they were attacked on three sides. It was led by Egypt to the south, Gamal Abdel Nasser. Then he had with him Syria to the north as a main ally. And later on in came Jordan to the east. Those three nations planned an attack to attack Israel and push them to the sea. Israel was far outnumbered, but God led them in a peremptory attack. When all those forces were gathered on their borders, and the Syrians and the Egyptians were saying daily, we are beating you, we are pushing you to the sea. And some people in Israel were just sitting there afraid, listening to the radio. But the commanders of the army were being shown a plan by God, strike first. And they literally wiped out the air forces of Syria and Egypt on the ground, the tank forces. And they took, now remember, they were attacked. Israel was attacked. And they took from Syria the Golan Heights, and they took the ancient old city of Jerusalem from the Jordanians, and they took the Sinai Peninsula and Gaza from the Egyptians. Now here, we see that there's a buildup. Syria has tried to get back the Golan Heights. The Golan Heights cannot go. For one thing, it's Bashan. It's a part of the biblical promise. But the Golan Heights, we have Mount Hermon sitting up here in the north. And Mount Hermon, which is partly in Israel and partly in Syria right now, from Mount Hermon, the dews melt. You remember Psalm 33, which says how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity? It is as the dews of Hermon. The dews of Hermon are when the snow melts on that high mountain and the water comes down in three tributaries, goes into the Jordan River, and makes the water supply for Israel. A huge portion of the water supply of Israel comes down from the Golan. They cannot give the Golan up strategically because it's the heights. And they cannot give it up because of water. But the main reason they cannot give it up is because of the word of God. They are not to give up this land after they have possessed it. Now Syria is building up forces along the Golan Heights. As I have just read to you, they are concerned, Israel is concerned, that Syria could initiate a surprise attack on the Golan. The Golan Heights, friends, is just on, as you sit on the Sea of Galilee, look on your Bible map, And you'll see on the Bible map, you'll see the Sea of Galilee. And you'll see on the western side of it, you will see Tiberias. You will see where the Mount of Beatitudes is, if you have a Bible map. But on the eastern side is the Golan. The Golan comes right down into the Sea of Galilee. When Syria had that Golan before, they would fire down on the kibbutzes, the kibbutzim in Israel. They would rocket down on them. If Syria would get back the Golan Heights, we could not ride the Jesus boats on the Sea of Galilee. And just think, Migdal, the property that we have there, Migdal, is straight across from the Golan Heights. Now there they are, of course, they're on the Syrian side of the Golan, but they are massing their troops and building up forces there. This is from the Jerusalem Post. Syria, Iran, Hezbollah are preparing for war in the north. Syria, Iran, and the Hezbollah are preparing for a possibility of a war with Israel on the Syrian front. Reportedly, Damascus has set August as the month for final war preparations. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Here is from Fox News. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, seeking to defuse tensions with Syria, said Wednesday that Israel was interested in peace with Damascus and had no belligerent intentions. That sounds like Olmert. But if they are up there amassing for a war, now look at this. The Omer is saying we want to settle this, but look what the IDF is doing. The IDF is the Israeli Defense Forces. Arutz Shaver reports, IDF holds exercise simulating war with Syria. The IDF held a large-scale exercise Tuesday simulating the invasion of Syria in the context of a war with the hostile Arab country to Israel's north. Infantry units and the Air Force took part in the exercise. So they are practicing for war with Syria. Now, looking at this in the light of Bible prophecy, we have to see in the book of Zechariah, and we've gone on it before. It says in Zechariah chapter 9, the burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be the rest thereof. In other words, when things and the final judgment starts in the Middle East, Damascus is going to be where it starts from, the judgment of the Lord. We can see in the 19th chapter of Isaiah, it says that Damascus will be a ruinous heap. It has never been a ruinous heap before. And so every time our ears have to go up in the light of Bible prophecy when we see anything happening on that border of Syria. We invite you to be with us this week on the radio broadcast. On the radio broadcast, we are going to be celebrating the 40 years that Israel has held Jerusalem after 2,000 years. Very prophetic. This is a very, very prophetic year. And we're offering this book by Dr. Lester Sumrall, an expert on it. The book is entitled Jerusalem, Where Empires Die. Will America Die at Jerusalem? And so it's very important for you to see these truths in God's Word. You can telephone us or you can write us at Box 40 Branson, Missouri, or you can telephone us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. You can get this book, Jerusalem Where Empires Die, for $5 plus shipping. And so we are inviting you. Our radio broadcast will be on Jerusalem and what it means to God. And we invite you to listen. You can listen on your radio station or you can listen right here on our webpage daily. And this is Billy Brim saying to you, Shalom, Shalom, until next time.